This is PBR, Preservation Bible Radio. PBR is an outreach ministry of the Wonders of the Bible Collection, proclaiming Jesus Christ through visual arts, science, and communication technologies, past, present, and future.
You're listening to Wonders of the Bible. This is Debbie DeFreitas. With this broadcast, we will be continuing our Miracles of Jesus series. In our first program, we covered Miracles 1 through 5. In the second installment, we'll be covering Miracles 6 through 10. There are a total of 37 miracles of Jesus recorded in the Holy Bible. We are currently in the Gospel of Matthew. We will be revisiting each miracle in the other Gospels as the series continues. Let's begin. Miracle number 6. Demons entering a herd of swine. From Matthew chapter 8, verses 28 to 34. And when he was come to the other side into the country of the Gergesenes, there met him two possessed with devils, coming out of the tombs, exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. And behold, they cried out, saying, What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time? And there was a good way off from them, and herd of many swine feeding. So the devils besought him, saying, If thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine. And he said unto them, Go. And when they were come out, they went into the herd of swine. And behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea and perished in the waters. And they that kept them fled and went their ways into the city, and told everything, and what was befallen to the possessed of the devils. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they besought him that he would depart out of their coasts. This miracle is also mentioned in Mark chapter 5, verse 1, and in Luke chapter 8, verse 26. Miracle number 7, healing of a paralytic. From Matthew chapter 9, verses 2 through 8. And he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, then saith he to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thine house. And he arose and departed to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. This miracle is also mentioned in Mark chapter 2, verse 3, and in Luke chapter 5, verse 18. Miracle number 8, raising the ruler's daughter, from Matthew chapter 9, verse 18, and verses 23 through 26. While he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, My daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the minstrels and the people making a noise, he said unto them, Give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose, and the fame hereof went abroad into all that land. This miracle is also mentioned in Mark chapter 5, verses 22 and 35, and in Luke chapter 8, verses 40 to 49. Miracle number 9, healing the hemorrhaging woman, taken from Matthew 9, verses 20 to 22. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. This miracle is also mentioned in Mark chapter 5, verse 25, and in Luke chapter 8, verse 43. Miracle number 10, healing the blind men, from Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 to 30. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith be it unto you. And their eyes were opened. And Jesus straitly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. The Gospel of Matthew is the only reference to this miracle in the Holy Bible. If you are enjoying this series, stay tuned to Wonders of the Bible for upcoming shows, and visit our website at wondersofthebible.org. Once again, this is Debbie DeFreitas, and may God bless you today and every day. And remember to always love others just as Jesus Christ loves you.
This is PBR.